universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As I record this, I'm on the road. Pastor Rodney Reinierson, a dear friend and really a spiritual mentor for me, celebrated 60 years in the ministry this summer. And so my wife and daughter Meg and I traveled up to Frankenmuth, Michigan to join the celebration. Pastor Reinierson has such an interesting life, his journey. And I think it really can connect and relate to any one of us. As a kid growing up, he had two older brothers. I think it was two older brothers. I think he's the youngest. That doesn't matter. His grandpa said, "I want one of my grandkids to be a pastor." And when Rodney's older brother said that he was going to join the ministry, Rodney said, "Whew, good, that's taken care of. Grandpa's happy. I can go on living my own life." But then he said it was at a mission festival at his church, and they sang a song. And you might be familiar with this one. "Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today?" And then the last verse, "Who will answer gladly, saying, here am I, send me, send me." As that missionary who spoke at the festival talked about how God worked through the works of missions, and he sang that song, he felt the Lord tugging him to go into the ministry. Another thing he mentioned about in his early childhood, or it was mentioned, he had measles as a kid, and he was actually blind for a whole year because of the measles. And to this day, he's colorblind because of that issue. He did regain his sight, although he has trouble with his sight at times. That became a formative factor in who he is and what he did in ministry. Well, he went on to seminary, and when they asked him what he'd like to do, he did say he would like to enter missions, but not for the blind, but for the deaf. And so he had learned sign language, and he was a parish pastor for those who were deaf. And he said many times as he would travel, and he had had many spots, because the deaf are scattered all over. And so he'd drive to one city, and then the next city, and then the next city. I think he had a three-point parish. And he also sometimes was on the road actually for 3 weeks in a row, visiting other towns in between and the deaf. And there were many times there was just one person there that he would minister to, either a church service or a Bible study, and then he'd go on to the next. He remembered what it was like to be blind from the measles and to be isolated and alone, and what it meant to him to have somebody share the good news of Jesus with him. He understood how important it was, not just for kids, but for adults, to have somebody be able to share and to serve, to go out of their way to help them. And so for many years, he served as a pastor to the deaf. He then went on to Rochester, New York, after the parishes in Washington State, to the School for the Deaf, and then finally to the Detroit School for the Deaf, which then transformed into a special school district for Lutherans, because deaf were being mainstreamed. But he knew and he saw that there are many other disabilities kids had, and so they broadened the picture to help many, many children. He then went in to full-time ministry with the National Church with the deaf and the blind. And knowing what it was like to be blind, he immediately started to learn Braille. He was in his 50s at this time, and then brought the ministry into the 20th century using computers. He also learned computer Braille, which is slightly different than Braille itself, and so helped the Lutheran Library for the Blind grow, magazines, devotionals, and then he tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Come help." Well, I'll talk about that more later. For him, it was very important that people hear the Word of God. A couple weeks ago in church, the gospel reading was from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus came to a town. Martha invited him to a house. She was serving. She was troubled and distracted. So she came to Jesus and said, "Tell my sister to help me." Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're troubled and anxious about many things. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen this, and it will not be taken from her," meaning to sit and listen to the Word of God. Pastor Einarsson knew the importance of hearing the Word of God, as well as then serving. You see, Jesus really, now back to this gospel reading, with Mary and Martha, he was patting Mary on the back, doing a good thing, listening. But he didn't say, "Martha, seek first the kingdom," because he knew serving people was extremely important and was pleased that she was, but didn't want service to overweigh, overcover, overwhelm, or mask God's word. And so really, throughout Pastor Einarsson's life, it was a mixture of service and the Word of God. And to this day, he reads through the Bible every year. He usually takes a different translation. I remember one year he took Spanish. Another year he took the Living Word. And because he can see, he can and get all these different translations and read through it in a full year's time. He studied God's Word. And as he patiently read through it, he learned many, many things of how God serves him and how he then can serve others. He really was a wonderful mentor for me to remind me that there's a mixture of waiting on God, listening to his word, and then service, just like Mary and Martha. And sometimes Jesus comes into your house and you can serve him full time. Sometimes it's just a short time. But no matter what the time and what your situation is, that balance of being ready to serve, always listening to the word, was something that I learned from him, which made him one of the several things that made him so important to me as a spiritual father figure. I hope sharing a little bit of Pastor Einarsson's life can help you. I don't know where you are in life. I'm guessing many of you who are listening to the podcast don't have much ability to serve, resources or time or opportunity, as many of you are blind or have a disability. But that's one thing Pastor Einarsson taught me, because remember, I'm totally blind, that doesn't matter where you are, who you are, God uses you right where you are. Read the Word and be ready to serve. That's all that God asks. Read the Word, be ready to serve. Well, he also says, and trust Jesus for your salvation. Because it's, well, actually, he loves to say, and fix your eyes on Jesus, for he is our salvation. And he said that several times during the celebration of his 60 years. 60 years as being a pastor. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for sending servants, for actually raising up servants like Pastor Einarsson. Thank you, Lord, though, also for your word that we read and study, so that as Pastor Einarsson read and studied, he could share and teach, but that we also can learn, so that we are served by you, and that we might be ready to serve. Thank you for his service, but thank you that we can serve, and we ask that you would help us. Help us to see where we can serve. Help us, Lord Jesus, to keep our eyes fixed on you. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. I'll probably next podcast speak a little bit more about Pastor Einarsson, another huge lesson that he taught me, and I pray I can share with you.
Thanks. I'm only an email away.
dave.andrus@not-alone.net.